And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
I still don't understand, Connie. Why are we delivering cardboard to Wit?
They are not cardboard, Penny. They're muffins.
Uh-huh. I tried one this morning. They're cardboard.
Okay, they're bran muffins. Low sugar, low fat, high fiber. And they're good for Wit. He needs to watch his health.
Oh, this is about that fainting spell he had, isn't it?
Maybe.
That was a while back, Connie. He's been fine since then.
But something caused him to get lightheaded.
Maybe he had low blood sugar. A few gummy bears would have taken care of that.
Good morning, Connie, Penny.
Hey, Wit.
Hi, Wit. He's in such a good mood. Don't ruin it with the muffins.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, I'm just doing some last-minute cleaning. Jana gets in today.
Oh, that's right. He must be so excited that she's moving here.
Well, for a year at least.
Who's Jana?
My daughter. She'll be working as a public relations rep for an author.
And not just any author. Robin Mallory.
Wow! Who's that?
She's the author of the Main Street book series. She moves to a new small town every year and writes a novel about it.
Her books are very well written. I'm excited to meet her.
Will Jana introduce us to her?
Actually, she's bringing her by later this week.
Ooh, we need to clean this place up.
Agreed. Which reminds me, I need to fix the banister. It's getting a little loose.
Eugene can do that.
Well, I think I can manage fixing a stair railing, Connie.
Well, just to be on the safe side, Wynn, you should probably check with Dr. Graham before doing any manual labor.
I'm in perfect health.
Well, perfectly healthy people don't faint without a reason.
Oh, we've been over this. Dr. Graham's run a number of tests and everything's come back clear. I was probably under too much stress.
But you don't know that.
Well, she also ran some blood work to check for nutritional deficiencies. Oh, I'm meeting her once she gets the results back.
Great. Oh, speaking of nutrition, I brought you something.
Oh, that was thoughtful. What is it?
Ta-da!
Oh, muffins. How nice.
Uh-huh.
Are they the same kind as last time?
Oh, no. These have flaxseed in them.
Yep.
Mmm.
Oh, it's Wilton. I need to get this. He probably wants to tell me about something new he's putting in at his house. He's having so much fun. Hi, Wilton.
Everything, my shower is put in backward. The fireman's pole drops into the puzzle room instead of the laundry room. And the slide, oh, Penny, the slide doesn't even have any bendigos.
None?
Nary a one.
That doesn't sound like your contractors have caught your vision.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I diagrammed everything out of the napkin very clearly.
Maybe you should hire some new help.
Yeah, especially since the other help just quit. Apparently, I'm frustrating beyond words.
Well, they just need a thesaurus. I'll come over this afternoon and we can figure it out then.
Knock, knock.
Oh, I gotta go, Penny. Somebody's knocking at the front door.
Okay.
Who's there?
William.
William who?
William, mind if I come in? There's no front door.
Oh, yeah, he's right. I don't have a front door. Okay, hi, William. What can I do for you?
I work in construction, and...
Do you know how to make a hexagon-shaped stairway?
Yes.
Do you know how to make a bendigos?
It depends on what they are.
The twirls and a slide?
Well, metalworking is my specialty, and I even took a class in slide design.
Do you like raspberry soda?
I do, actually.
Well, then you're hired. Start now. Get going.
Okay.
Here's the napkin.
Thanks.
Oh, the house smells wonderful, Jason. What's for dinner?
Veal Parmesan. I learned how to make it from a French chef.
Oh, Jana will love that.
I hope so.
Ooh, that must be her.
Oh, here we go.
Jana!
Jana!
Hey! Dad,
oh, it is so good to see you.
Oh, you too. It's been too long.
Oh, hey, sis, come here.
Jason.
Hi. Look at you.
So, it's just like old times, huh?
Well, except I have my own apartment this time, so I won't have to take freezing cold showers after your super long ones.
Whoa, wait a minute. You were the one who took eternal showers.
No.
I grew my first beard waiting for you to get out once.
Oh, I've missed you.
Me too.
Have a seat. Dinner will be ready in just a few minutes.
Oh, thank you.
So tell me more about how you got this job. I mean, wow, working with Robin Mallory?
Yeah. Well, she's been with our agency for a while, and when I suggested Odyssey as the next town for her Main Street series, well, she suggested I come along to do the public relations work on location.
Oh. What kind of things will you be working on?
Press releases, media interviews, those kinds of things. But first and foremost, I need to start setting up an event to announce her arrival.
Oh.
I was wondering if we could do it at Wit's End.
Well, I'm not sure that that's the best idea.
Oh.
Oh, you could use the antique shop if you want. You know, the front room is huge.
Oh, yeah, the antique shop. That might be a nice touch. Thank you.
Sure.
Let's look it over tomorrow. And Robin also wants to give away a first edition of the first book in her Main Street series at the event.
Ah, Main Street Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd love winning that myself.
Well, sounds like dinner's served.
I hope it's meatless. I've been eating vegan for the last few months.
Oh. Well, maybe we'll eat out tonight.
Oh, hey, Connie.
Wooten, you have a doorbell.
Yeah, and almost as exciting, I have a door.
Yeah.
This new contractor I got is amazing.
Wow, that's great. Is Penny here yet?
No, but she said we could start without her. What decisions do we need to make?
First up, your tux.
Yeah, I thought we already decided that.
Well, I can't find a place that will do orange plaid.
Uh-huh.
So, I have four swatches for you.
Mm-hmm.
Navy,
mm-hmm.
black,
mm-hmm.
blackish navy,
mm-hmm.
and navyish black.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's easy. Bright green.
That's not one of my swatches.
Okay, well, then maybe we should wait for Penny to decide. You know, she's better with color and pattern and all things textile.
Okay.
That'll give you a chance to meet William. Come on.
Oh, William's the new contractor?
Yep. He's already lasted twice as long as any of the others.
Well, how did you find him?
Well, I didn't. He found me. He just showed up at my door.
Really?
Yeah, I said he was in the neighborhood, saw I was building, and thought he'd stop in to see if I needed help. And guess what? I needed help.
Yeah. Did you check his references?
No, but he has an awesome business card. See?
Well, that doesn't mean...
Just look at the amazing work he's done already. Here's my shower stall shaped like a rocket ship.
Whoa.
Yeah, and check out the top secret entrance to my comic room behind this wall.
Wow.
Oh, wait, forget you saw that.
Okay.
William! Hey, William, you want to come meet someone?
Who is it?
Oh, it's my friend Connie.
Oh, be right down. Oh, four Bendigos on the slide, Wooten. How'll that do you?
Oh, fantastic. Penny will be so excited. Hey, Connie, this is William.
Oh, hi.
Oh, nice to meet you, Connie.
Looks like you're doing a great job here.
Oh, well, I can honestly say I've never had a project like this one.
Yeah, I'm sure you haven't.
Yeah, Penny will be here any minute, William. She's excited to meet you, too.
Oh, unfortunately, I was just leaving.
Huh?
I have an appointment to get to, but I'll be back early tomorrow with the merry-go-round for your library.
You mean the merry-go-read for my library?
Right. That. See you later. Great to meet you, Connie.
Yeah, bye.
See ya, William. He's pretty great, huh?
Yeah, he seems very nice. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Connie. So, what brings you by today?
Well, I was wondering if you happen to have a vintage green tux.
Let me guess. For Wooten?
Mm-hmm. Who else?
Sorry. I don't think I've got one in stock.
Oh, good. Hey, are you remodeling or something?
You're talking about the mess, huh? No, I'm moving stuff around so Janet can hold her author's event here this weekend.
Oh!
I just need to build a little stage over here in the corner.
Well, maybe Wooten's contractor could do it.
Oh, has he got a good one?
It seems like he does decent work. Oh, Wooten gave me the guy's card earlier. Here, William Winger.
Huh. His address is in Odenton. Why is he working way over here?
I don't know. Wooten said he just showed up on his doorstep.
Well, that's strange.
Okay, well, we're talking about Wooten. Strange is his normal.
I guess. Well, I'll give this guy a call. As far as the green tux, well, I'll call around to some other shops, see if they have anything.
All right. Thanks. I think.
Well, Jan has been telling me so much about you and Odyssey, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, well, I'm just trying to give you a leg up on your research, Robin.
Oh, Odyssey actually reminds me of Danville, where I grew up.
Huh?
That's where I became inspired to start writing about small towns.
I love how you go beyond the obvious quirks and eccentricities of small town life into the true heart of the people who live there.
Right.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear you say that. When I first started writing, my editor kept pressing me to make the stories edgier.
Really?
What? Yes. He wanted more language, more violence, more dark turns. My first book, the one on Alexandria, almost didn't get published.
Huh? Oh, I'll bet he changed his tune when the book hit the bestseller list.
He certainly did. But I had a new editor by then.
Oh, good.
And working with Jana has been such a pleasure.
Aww.
Truly. She's full of great ideas and just fun to have around.
Mm.
It's a blessing when someone I work with can also become a true friend.
Oh, thank you, Robin. I feel the same way.
Exhausted, Connie. I'm heading to bed.
Mononucleosis, heart rhythm disorder, bradycardia.
You need new bedtime reading.
I'm researching Witt's symptoms online. There's a lot of different sicknesses he could have. Anemia, carbon monoxide poisoning, congestive heart failure. Some of these are really serious, Penny, like multiple sclerosis.
You can have more than one sclerosis?
Penny, it's a disease. Listen to the symptoms. Fatigue, weakness.
Oh, I just now said I was tired.
Yeah, because it's 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, that might have something to do with it.
Oh, hey, I was going to ask you, have you met William yet?
William?
Wooten's contractor.
Oh, right, no, but I think Wooten invited him to our wedding.
Oh, sure. He also invited the delivery guy and the garbage collector.
Why do you ask?
Well, he just seemed interesting.
Interesting?
Oh! I think this is it.
What?
Shortness of breath, faintness, weakness, feeling out of sorts. That sounds just like Witt.
What's the disease?
Scurvy.
I'm pretty sure you'd have to be on a boat in the 1700s to get that.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Maybe you should go to bed too, Connie, before Witt gets tuberculosis or something.
Huh.
Robin seems very nice, Jason. You'll enjoy meeting her.
Uh-huh. So, what's wrong with her?
Wrong?
Oh, Dad, please. I know you well enough to sense when there's something you're not saying. What's the matter? You can tell me.
Well, that's just it. I can't tell you. As soon as she left, I realized that I felt uncomfortable about her and Jana working together. But I don't have any particular reason, really.
Well, then I'm glad I asked.
Why?
Because I feel the same way.
Really?
Yeah. And it's frustrating because I feel bad, and then I feel bad for feeling bad.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It seems like the perfect opportunity for Jana. And Robin seems like exactly the kind of writer we should be supporting.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of authors writing small-town values, whether it's from Danville or Odyssey or anywhere else.
Wait a minute. Danville?
Yeah, it's her hometown.
But I thought that... Wait a minute. I've got her book here somewhere.
Hmm?
She said she was from Danville?
Yeah, why?
Hold on, here. The acknowledgments page of the book that Jana gave me says special thanks to Greta and Stan Stelmach, and here it is, and of course to the people of Richland, who made my growing up years so magical and inspiring. Yeah, so according to the first book that she published, she grew up in Richland, not Danville.
Curious. But that's not enough reason to doubt whether Jana should work with her. Maybe Robin just decided to change it for privacy reasons.
Yeah, maybe. Are you going to tell Jana about your concerns?
No, she's my daughter. I have to tell her. But I want to give it some thought and prayer first. I'd like to be able to tell her something more specific.
Yeah, well, I'll do some research on Robin. If Jana's going to be working with her for the better part of a year, it wouldn't hurt to know a little more about her.
I'd have to agree with that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll talk to her. She takes things like this better from me.
Jason, that's absolutely ridiculous. Robin is the sweetest author I've ever worked with. I can't fathom why you'd have any concerns about her.
Well, I...
Honestly, if Jane Austen walked through that door, you'd ask her for a DNA sample.
Well, actually, I'd ask her how she faked her death since she died in the 1800s. Ugh,
you are suspicious of everyone.
No, I'm not. I normally try to believe the best about people. But sometimes people are hiding things. And besides, Dad agrees with me.
Oh, of course. The two of you making a mystery out of a molehill.
Well, you have to admit the discrepancy of where she grew up is a little strange.
What?
Richland's only mentioned in the first run edition of her first book, and then she changed it to Danville in the others.
So? She probably wants some privacy about her background. A lot of authors do. Honestly, Jason.
Why are you so defensive? There's no harm in checking it out, right?
Well, that depends on what you mean by checking it out.
How about a little road trip to Richland?
Are you serious?
Yeah, come on. It's only an hour from here, just over the state line. The two of us could ask around town about Robin.
That sounds like a wild goose chase.
Well, maybe. But Richland is another great small town and in another state. You could scope it out for Robin's next book. Mm. Call it a research trip.
I don't know. Well, she is impressed with initiative.
See? And if nothing else, it'd be a great brother-sister adventure. When was the last time we had one of those?
I was 12 and I got hypothermia.
Ooh, yeah. Well, the ice seemed thick enough.
Mm-hmm. You're not gonna let this drop, are you?
Well, only if you tell me to.
When do you want to go?
Oh, thanks for coming in early, Connie. I can finish the sweeping
here.
Hey,
it's no problem. This floor sure is dirty.
Yeah.
Speaking of dirt, do you ever have the desire to, I don't know, eat dirt?
What?
You know, are you ever hungry for dirt? Or ice? Or paper?
No.
Good. Not like there would be anything wrong with that. Just like there wouldn't be anything wrong with excessive sweating or muscle stiffness. You ever experience those?
Connie, what are you getting at?
Well, I've been doing some online research on your symptoms, Whit, and there were a few conditions I was concerned about. Has Dr. Graham looked into pulmonary hypertension or Lyme disease or lead poisoning? You have a lot of symptoms.
Wanting to eat dirt?
Actually, that's a symptom of anemia.
Sit down. Why are you so worried? I told you before that Dr. Graham's been exceedingly thorough.
Well, sure, but doctors don't know everything. They can miss stuff. I mean, has she done every possible test?
Well, there is one that she hasn't given me yet.
What?
Pregnancy.
What?
Connie, Dr. Graham has done due diligence and then some. But I'm more concerned about you. Why is this troubling you so much?
Because, look, I know Dr. Graham is wonderful, but I keep thinking about my mom. I can't lose you, too. You're like my last parent. You can't really count my dad.
Oh, Connie.
I know. I'm being silly. I'm just scared.
You know, I have an appointment with Dr. Graham later today.
Good. Could you ask her about the lead poisoning thing? Because
I was thinking you might want to come with me.
Really?
If it would put your mind at ease. We're meeting to discuss my nutritional analysis. But you can ask Dr. Graham any questions you have. Would that help?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it would. Thanks, Whit.
Well, you're welcome.
So, you want another raspberry soda, William?
Yeah, no, three is enough for me, thanks.
Oh, it's okay. It's Penny's favorite, too. You know, Penny has excellent taste in carbonated beverages.
You sure do like her a lot.
Oh, Penny? Oh, yeah. I mean, I've always thought I had a pretty good life, but when I met Penny, I realized, wow, you know, this is even better than I could have imagined. It's kind of like the first time you put mayonnaise on a BLT, but times a million. I mean, I talk about her a lot, don't I? I'm sorry.
No. I mean, yeah, you bring her up a lot, but that's good.
Yeah.
It's easy to tell you're taken with her.
Oh, wait till you meet her. She makes raspberry soda seem bland.
Well, you're blessed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find someone you can really mesh with, who's a Christian and fun to be around and as kind-hearted as it seems Penny is.
Oh, yeah.
But I think you know that already.
Oh, I really do, William. And someday you'll meet your own Mrs. Wright, or your own Mrs. Winger, or Mrs. Wright Winger.
Well, I know.
Yeah, and it'll happen when you least expect it. That's what I always tell Connie. You remember Connie, you know, she's the girl who stopped by yesterday.
Oh, yeah, she seemed fun.
She is.
Well, judging from these results, a B12 vitamin supplement might be a good idea, Whit.
Well, that shouldn't be a problem. I'm sure there will be someone around to remind me to take it.
A B12 deficiency wouldn't cause him to faint, though, would it, Dr. Graham?
No, it wouldn't.
Have you checked for Lyme's disease?
Yes, he's negative.
Radon exposure?
Negative.
Pulmonary hypertension?
Negative. And I also tested for labyrinthitis, Meniere's disease, histoplasmosis, and just about everything else you can find on a medical website.
Oh.
You know, come to think of it, there is one test I haven't done.
Oh, what's that?
Pregnancy.
You two are hilarious.
I'll see you next year for your annual exam. And until then, eat healthy, exercise, and you let me know if you notice anything out of the ordinary.
Oh, I will.
Mm-hmm. I meant Whit.
I will. Do you have any other questions, Connie?
No, I don't. Thank you, Dr. Graham.
Penny?
Yes, Wharton?
I had a conversation with William today, and it's kind of bothering me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he seems lonely. You know, he kept reminding me how blessed I am to have found someone wonderful to marry, which I know I am, but still.
Connie tells me that, too, sometimes.
Oh?
I know she's happy that we're getting married, but she is going to miss having me around all the time.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
It should help that I nailed up a huge self-portrait in the living room.
Wow, that's great. We'll still hang out with her a lot, but but I wonder if she wouldn't mind, you know, maybe hanging out with William some, too.
William?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, because he mentioned today that he thought she was fun, and I think he's fun, and he's a Christian, and he knows how to make a Bendigo's.
He sounds like the perfect guy. Mm-hmm. You know what, come to think of it?
Mm.
Connie mentioned him the other day, too.
She did?
Yes. She said he was interesting.
Ooh, interesting. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Maybe I should have hung my self-portrait over the breakfast table instead.
It's a good idea, but there's always the problem of syrup splatter. No, I was thinking, what if we set William and Connie up on a blind date? They could be perfect for each other.
Oh, Wharton, that's a fantastic idea.
Oh, thanks.
But no, Connie would never do that.
Oh, why not?
She hates blind dates.
Oh.
More than staplers.
That much?
Oh, what if I conveniently show up with Connie at a place where you and William already conveniently are? That way, there's no pressure for anything to happen between the two of them. They'll think that we're all just hanging out, which is what we'll actually be doing, actually.
Penny, that is a brilliant and surprisingly conniving plan.
Oh, hi, Connie. It's Jason. Do you have a minute?
Sure. I'm just heading out to play glow golf with Penny.
Glow golf?
Yeah, you know, golf in the dark where the ball and holes glow.
Ah.
She suddenly had a fun emergency and needed to play today. I just go with it. Anyway, what's up?
Well, Jana and I are heading out of town for the day, but I wanted to let you know that I looked into the William Winger guy.
Wooten's contractor?
Mm-hmm.
You investigated him?
Well, I was curious. Wooten can be a tad over-trusting at times, so I wanted to look into it, which seems to be a recurring theme in my life at the moment.
Well, did you find out anything interesting?
I found out that he's not William Winger.
What?
Yeah. The phone number on the business card had been crossed out and written in with another.
Oh, I remember.
So I looked up the address on the card and called William Winger. He's 67 years old.
What?
Retired 6 months ago, and he never worked in Odyssey.
So this William not William guy just took the business card and started saying he was William Winger?
Well, that's what it sounds like.
But he really is a contractor. I mean, well, at least he seems to be doing a good job. Why would he lie about his name? Do you think he might be a thief after Wooten's comics?
I don't know. But one thing's for certain. He's not who he says he is.
We'll find out what happens to Jason, Connie, Penny, Wooten, Whit, and Jana on our next adventure. Don't miss it. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Between the Lines was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan and Nathan Hubler, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Andre Stoika, Jess Harnell, Townsend Coleman, Kimmy Robertson, Lori Tritel, DJ Harner, Jason Palmer, and Kay Bess. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.